From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. An Arctic air mass is hovering over much of the Northeast, bringing with it bitterly cold temperatures. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orvec.
We have low temperatures this morning, anywhere from 25 to 35 degrees below zero.
Some winter festivals have even shut down because of the bitter cold. Along the East Coast, it's snow that's worrying residents. A rare snow has covered up North Carolina beaches. And farther north, forecasters are predicting snowfalls from a strengthening system in the Atlantic. It may be the weekend, but Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is apparently not taking the day off. Her husband Mark Kelly tweeted today that Giffords will be undergoing a second day of rehabilitation at a Houston hospital. The fallout from Tunisia's street revolt that ousted an unpopular president is rippling across the Arab world, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Riyadh.
In Algeria, demonstrators defied a ban on anti-government rallies and clashed with police. The government reduced prices of sugar, oil, and other basic necessities after 8 people set themselves on fire. In Jordan, more than 5,000 people marched demanding bread and freedom in a sanctioned protest organized by Islamist political parties. Jordanian police handed out water and juice, according to reports from Amman. In Yemen, the poorest country in the region, university students called for the president to step down as the government announced a reform plan. And in Saudi Arabia, a man set himself on fire. A new Facebook group called on the government to expel the former Tunisian president, who's living in exile in Saudi Arabia. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Riyadh.
Ivory Coast's presumed president-in-waiting has been asked to designate a new governor of the mainly French-speaking Central Bank of Western African States. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports this follows the forced resignation of the outgoing governor, an ally of Ivory Coast's disputed president.
Laurent Gbagbo's camp has denounced this latest move as part of an elaborate international plot to unseat him, hatched by the former colonial power France with the connivance of the U.S. and their African allies. Gbagbo's political rival Alassane Ouattara is widely recognized by African and world powers as the Ivorian president-elect. Gbagbo's appointee as regional central bank governor, Philippe-Henri Dacoury-Tablé, was encouraged by leaders of the West African Monetary Union to step down Saturday. They say he failed to carry out an order to block Gbagbo's signature on Ivory Coast's accounts at the bank, thus ensuring the disputed leader access to millions of dollars. Ophébia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Egyptian officials say they've found conclusive evidence that an al-Qaeda-linked group was behind the New Year's Day suicide bombing that killed 21 and injured about 100 outside a church in Alexandria. The Interior Ministry believes the Gaza-based Army of Islam was behind the attack. This is NPR News. With spots in the Super Bowl up for grabs, 4 teams take to frozen fields today. In Chicago, the Bears will play host to the Packers. And in Pittsburgh, the New York Jets try to prevent the Steelers from playing in their 3rd Super Bowl in the last 6 years. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
The New York Jets began the year by breaking with NFL protocol and predicting that they were going to the Super Bowl. No one asked perennial power Pittsburgh for their opinion, but they weren't about to simply cede AFC supremacy to a bunch of cocky New Yorkers. The Steelers had their own affairs to look after, notably the 4-game suspension imposed on quarterback Ben Roethlisberger to begin the year. The Steelers persevered, ending the regular season with a 12-4 record. One of those losses was to the Jets at home a little over a month ago. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
The winners of today's games will meet in Dallas for the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. A Minnesota sports bar owner is showing his support for the Green Bay Packers in today's game against the Chicago Bears. He's doing it in a very literal way, with a bear roast. He says he can't legally serve the bear to his customers, so the meat will go to a party hosted by his cousin who shot the animal while hunting. Patrons will, however, be able to take pictures with the roasting bear. No Americans are left to play in the Australian Open. The last American standing, Andy Roddick, lost to Stanislas Wawrinka. That means 2 Swiss men will meet in a major quarterfinal for the first time in the Open era. Also still in it, Novak Djokovic and Tomas Berdych. On the women's side, Germany's Andrea Petkovic will take on China's Li Nan, and Francesca Schiavone will meet Caroline Wozniacki. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News.
Support for